the Treasury Department in an effort to get President
Trump's tax returns. Months after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS head Charles Rettig defied subpoenas for the information. Democrats argued that the federal tax code requires the IRS commissioner to hand over the taxes of any American if requested by the panel. The Trump administration argues the committee's request has no legitimate legislative purpose. The president has maintained he will not release his tax returns while under audit.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence makes a U-turn. He was on his way to an opioids event in New Hampshire, but was called back to the White House. Fox's Rich Edson is there.
Senior administration official says that something came up that required the vice president to stay in Washington, and that administration official says there is no cause for concern. This is not health-related or the vice president or president, nothing related to national security.
But so far, no details on why the New Hampshire trip was canceled. The White House and Border Patrol officials denying reports of inhumane conditions at migrant detention facilities visited by members of Congress yesterday, including New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who claims migrant women have been told to drink from toilets. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's one of 95 people, Democrats, who voted against the aid package. You either want the humanitarian aid, the $4.6 billion, to go and help, or you want the photo op.
Border Patrol says everyone in their care has access to fresh drinking water. They're also investigating and condemning posts reportedly made by employees about issues like migrant deaths on a private Facebook page. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Survivor of a mass shooting in Virginia Beach, who apparently isn't comfortable returning to work, is under arrest.
Jonathan McIver works at the municipal building in Virginia Beach, the same place where a fellow city employee shot and killed 12 people last month. He's an IT specialist who tends to data servers in the basement, but he's refusing to come back to work in the now reopened building, so much so that McIver's supervisors filed a complaint that he grew hostile and raised his voice. Police arrested McIver for disturbing the peace and was held for a day before being released. He's due to face trial at the end of the month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Officials in Hong Kong assessing and condemning the damage to the city's parliament building.
Police are calling it a crime zone and collecting evidence of what they call criminal wrongdoing. Hundreds of activists on Monday smashed their way into the building, police mostly standing by for a while. They are angry in part about a proposed extradition law they fear could send Hong Kong residents into the Chinese justice system. President Trump reacted late yesterday, saying the protesters were looking for democracy, that most people want democracy. Beijing officials blasted President Trump for interfering in the city's affairs. Yesterday's protests also including a peaceful march marking the 22nd anniversary of the handover of the one-time British colony to China. In London, Greg Palka, Fox News.
Those tensions over the Hong Kong protests coming just as the U.S. and China resume stalled trade talks. More than 200 corporations are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule that federal civil rights law bans job discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. This stance is outlined in a legal brief released by a coalition of rights groups ahead of oral arguments scheduled in October before the High Court on three cases that may determine whether gays, lesbians, and transgenders are protected by existing laws. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Big day on the show. Michael Schaus will join us about an hour from now from Nevada Policy. And we'll find out what's making news across the state. One of the things we're going to do, there are new poll numbers out on the presidential race. And there's also some other criteria. You know, as we look at the presidential race, there's other criteria other than money. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to dive into the numbers. For instance, the latest CNN poll just released today shows that the former Vice President Joe Biden's lead over the field has shrunk to just 5 points. We've got ourselves a race. But more than that, when you look at who's up and who's down, Joe Biden down 10% since May. Kamala Harris up 9% since May. Elizabeth Warren up 8% since May. Bernie Sanders down 4%. I mean, this has not been, it's been a great, great week for women running for president. It's been a lousy week for men. I mean, no, it's just Biden down 10%. Kamala Harris up 9%. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, up 8%. Bernie Sanders down 4%. Pete Buttigieg down 1%. Beto O'Rourke down 2%. I mean, I'm just telling you, the women seem to have grabbed onto this thing. And the numbers, I mean, you look inside this poll, and the numbers are very revealing. Biden's strongest support continues to come from black voters. He's got 36% of black voters, 24% for Harris, 12% for Warren, 9% for Sanders, and older voters. They love Joe. Creepy Joe. 34% of seniors back Biden, 14% for Harris, 12% for Warren, just 7% for Sanders. He tops 30% among more moderate and conservative Democrats. And overall, 43% of potential Democrat voters say Biden has the best chance to beat Trump, 30 points ahead of his nearest competitor. They still believe that Joe Biden is best equipped to beat the president. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't think so. No, I'm sorry, but I can't buy into that. But you notice the numbers say what the numbers say. Now, the president flew, what, 20 hours, whatever it is, from North Korea to Washington, stopped off, spoke with some of our troops during a refuel. And then came, and within hours, I mean, I couldn't believe I was watching this. I mean, I was watching Sunday morning, like at, 1:30 in the morning, whatever it was, Pacific time. I was watching the president crossing into North Korea. First time an American president had ever done that. And then just hours later, I'm watching him in the Oval Office signing a bill for humanitarian aid. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut five. Let's go to cut five. This was the president announcing his signing of a bill in the Oval Office. Cut five from yesterday. Go.
Today, I'm signing a bill to deliver $4.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to our southern border. This includes funding for medical care, shelters, and increased housing for minors through the Department of Health and Human Services. And Secretary Azar is here with us and with our vice president and with some of our great congressmen. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. For many weeks, Democrats were giving us a hard time, but I tell you, it became a bipartisan bill, and we're very happy about it. And now what we want to do is we have to do a bill for border security, and all of this will go away. I want to thank Mexico, because Mexico is doing a lot right now. They have almost 20,000 soldiers between the two borders. They have 6,000 on their southern border by Guatemala. And they have about 16,000 at our southern border. And the numbers are way down for the last week because this just took place over the last few days, over the last week, and it's way down, as you can imagine. But we have to do a bill on border security, and we can solve the problem entirely at our border. The wall is being built, but unfortunately, we had a very bad case from the Ninth Circuit, as usual. A Ninth Circuit judge, and I say that loud and clear, very hard to win at the Ninth Circuit, if not impossible. He ruled against something that, in my opinion, was a terrible error, and it really affected the construction of part of our wall. Much of it's being built, most of it's being built, but it had an impact. These were contracts that were out, they were being built, and now we're supposed to stop because a judge decided in his own whim that he wanted to stop it. So we appealed it, and we're asking for an expedited appeal. But again, much of the wall is being built. We had it all being built, and the Ninth Circuit, as usual, came through for the other side. And it's an incredible situation we have going. There's something wrong with this. Where something like this can happen, it's not a good situation.
Speaking of not so good a situation, the president's trip to North Korea is being panned by a lot of folks in Congress and the fake news media. What's behind all of that? We're going to get to that coming up in our next segment. But it's really sad that the president doesn't get any credit for anything. And then the criticism is not of the president, but of Ivanka Trump. We'll get to that coming up in our next segment as well. We got a busy, busy morning for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the market. Place, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent ya.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I mentioned Ivanka Trump going to the G20, going to North Korea, going to the DMZ, along with her husband, Jared Kushner. And Vicky Ward wrote a book. It's called Kushner, Inc. Kushner, as in Jared Kushner, Inc., as in incorporated. And I want you to listen to Vicki Ward. She was on, what was it, last night with Chris Cuomo. This is cut eight. Cut eight. And listen to how Vicki Ward just savages Ivanka Trump's appearance in North Korea. And Chris Cuomo is right there to pile on. Listen to this.
This is no disrespect to her. I'm sure the father wants her there, so she's doing it. I'm sure she's fine. She has no business being there, and this president needs the best around him.
Right. Well, I think it's really dangerous, Chris, because basically what this weekend has done is send a signal to leaders around the world that the American president can be manipulated through his family. And that is incredibly dangerous, particularly when those family members, Ivanka and her husband Jared, have not passed Senate confirmation hearings. They were not, you know, intelligence experts, didn't even think they should have a security clearance because of their conflicts of interest. You know, I was reading again today the transcript of the remarks former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson gave to Congress last week, where he talked about the need to have one foreign policy, the need for the Secretary of State or the special envoys to be the ones who negotiated with outside leaders to be effective, and how dangerous it was to have in his particular testimony, he talked about Jared Kushner, but how dangerous for this country it is to have Jared or Ivanka, who are unqualified and inexperienced, being channels to their father for negotiators who can manipulate them.
And you don't know what the priorities are. And again, I'm not painting with the brush of anything felonious or anything like that. However, the ethical standard is supposed to be semblance of impropriety. You don't do anything that even someone might think is wrong. And yet you have Ivanka cutting deals with her business that supposedly she's removed from in China during a trade battle. We heard from Tillerson about what he thought was going on with Kushner and who he was meeting with behind his back and why it was always somehow business related to Kushner's business. It just sends the wrong signal.
It completely sends the wrong signal. And I also have to say that, you know, the people who wrote that, well, let's not be too hard on Ivanka because this, you know, she does, after all, talk up women's empowerment. But really, Chris, you have to think, how empowered does she look as a woman to be standing there in a position like that simply because she is somebody's daughter? Mm. That is not a very feminist message. In fact, it's the absolute opposite.
I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think. Did Ivanka belong on that trip to the G20? Did she belong in that meeting with world leaders where she talked them up? Is there something that disqualifies her because of her bloodline? The fact that she is the daughter of the president. She is an accomplished woman. She, along with Jared, head up what I'm guessing is a $1 billion business. And I guess my point is, what is it that disqualifies her? If you're looking for things that qualify her for being at these meetings, what is it that disqualifies her? And is it only that it's the fake news media talking and they're talking about Donald Trump's family? That's what it comes down to. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. You've heard of those, right? The e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. No, the lamestream media going all out trashing Ivanka Trump. And I'm just going to tell you, I think it's wrong-headed. It's not surprising. They've tried everything they can to take out the president. Now maybe they'll work on the first family. For instance, Elise Labatt is an MSNBC analyst. Was on with, who was this? Nicole Wallace yesterday. This is cut number three. This is Elise Labatt, cut number three on MSNBC. This was from yesterday. This is Elise Labatt. She is a MSNBC analyst. And this is from yesterday on MSNBC.
How are we here, Elise? A big win in terms of propaganda for the North Koreans.
Well, I mean, Kim Jong-un has played President Trump beautifully. I mean, he knows exactly how to get what he wants from the president. The president keeps talking about that loving relationship, and all Kim Jong-un has to do is show up and say nice things. I mean, I'm not someone who doesn't think that these warming relations between the U.S. and North Korea are a bad thing. I think they're a good thing. When you look at where the president was over a year ago talking about fire and fury, mm-hmm. you know, he is talking to the North Korean leader. Before that, the only American to do that was Dennis Rodman. But I think what the president is doing with this, what I've called a diplomatic booty call, which is, you know, mutually, from what I hear, is mutually preserved of both parties, but really doesn't take the relationship very forward. And so it's good that there's the atmospherics and that's stopping tensions, but it's untethered from any policy, any discussion. They did meet and say that they would resume nuclear talks, but we'll see that when it happens. And I just think the lack of a strategy, the lack of a policy, the lack of a process, all we really have are these atmospherics, and that's great. But meanwhile, the North Korean program is still continuing to develop.
Elise Labatt, an NBC News analyst on MSNBC yesterday. Let's get to your phone call, see what's on your mind. We're talking about Ivanka and the fact that the fake news media is all over her. She doesn't belong at the G20. She doesn't belong in North Korea. She's the president's daughter, for crying out loud. And she's an accomplished businesswoman. And she's a spokesperson for empowering women. I would think that would be pretty good. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin? You know what? I'm really thinking now you guys have went straight to comedy. You know, and I know, Ivanka has no business on the world stage. If she wants to go in the company of her father, that's fine. But she should have went to a restaurant, went out somewhere, and let her father deal with the economic things that he's dealing with over there. She has no business there. And I understand you're a Trump supporter, and you think it's no problem, but there's no way some 30-year-old woman should have the right to go in there and hobnob with the Americans, talking about diplomatic issues and even hearing things that she may go out and tweet somewhere else. This is why Trump is going to fail, because he's not doing what he should be doing as president and bringing up parents. This is just like me. I was a cop for 30 years. You think I'm going to take my son in with me on the day of work and say, be a cop? He has no training, no background, no nothing, and I would not do that to my child.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have Take Your Child to Work Day all across America. We've had that for a long time. I'm not saying this is the equivalent of that. We'll talk more, and we'll get to more of your calls too. We're going to take a break. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
From the Fox Business Network, trade talks are on again, and China will broaden the ability of some foreign firms to invest in the country a year earlier than expected. China says the decision shows its commitment to opening up. Packaged fresh vegetables sold under the Green Giant and Trader Joe's brands are being recalled. They may be contaminated with the bacteria that causes listeria, a disease that can cause serious infections. Facebook and YouTube are being bombarded with potentially
potentially harmful information about alternative cancer treatments. Now the companies say they are taking steps to curb such accounts. Last month, Facebook changed its newsfeed algorithms to reduce the promotion of some posts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A strong show of support is reported for President Trump, $105 million in campaign donations the last 3 months.
All of the money raised by the Trump campaign and joint fundraising organizations with the Republican National Committee. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders raised $18 million over that time period and transferred another $6 million from previous accounts. That sum overshadowed by the nearly $25 million raised by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Vice President Pence was supposed to speak in New Hampshire today. Randy Gentry with his office told people there,
"At this time, we're going to cancel today's event. Does not mean we won't come back, but we do have a situation whereby the vice president was recalled back to Washington."
And the vice president is now back at the White House. His spokeswoman tells Fox something came up. A senior White House official says this is nothing health related for the VP or the president, and it's nothing related to national security. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine, she cocked the motor, please. She was a fast damn woman.
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I might even stop by there for lunch today. I just love their lunch menu. They always have great lunch specials. You ought to stop by and have some fun. Let's get back to your phone calls. We've been talking about the debates. We've been talking about Ivanka. We've been talking about the president. We've been talking about Kamala Harris. It's all a part of the dialogue. And by the way, in case you may have just joined us, Joe Biden is down 9 points since May. 9 points he's down. And Kamala Harris is up 10%. I wonder where she got her support. It's from the Joe Biden people. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, as far as the debates go, there's a question up for debate that nobody's really talking about. Do you think the gap in Meat's teeth turned his sister into a lesbian? Your thoughts?
Break early. By the way, we're going to take the break early, okay? Yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll come back. More to come as we continue. It is Live and Local Now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the market. Place, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent ya.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I want to spend the next 15 minutes or so giving you an idea of what this president is facing. The constant criticism, even when he does something historic, like take the first steps of an American president into North Korea. That apparently is not good enough for the fake news media. It's not good enough for those in Congress on the Democrat side. It's incredible. Ro Khanna is a congressman from the People's Republic of California. In fact, it's cut two. And I want you to listen to the mixed reaction. This was on MSNBC, by the way, yesterday. And I want you to listen to the mixed reaction to the president's 50-minute meeting with Chairman Kim. It's incredible how disingenuous these people are. They won't even give the president his just due after something that was historic. This was Ro Khanna yesterday on MSNBC.
Overall, then, are you pleased with how the last 48, 72 hours have gone as it relates to North Korea?
I am pleased. I'm pleased that John Bolton has nothing to do with this. He's been the most destructive person in getting us to an agreement with North Korea. When President Bill Clinton made tremendous progress in the 1990s, it was John Bolton that single-handedly tore that apart, advising George W. Bush to label North Korea part of the axis of evil. I believe John Bolton was an extraordinarily destructive force in the last negotiation. And I think the president has wised up to that. I think the president realizes that he wants to pursue peace and John Bolton doesn't.
Interestingly, it's not clear, even at this point, who was in the room for that talk between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. We do know, however, that the president's senior advisors, who happen to be members of his family, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, were also on that trip with the president to the region, to the DMZ. Do you think that it's appropriate for that to happen? Are you pleased to see Ivanka Trump in particular taking up more of the diplomatic mantle, if you will?
Well, look, I'd rather have Ivanka Trump in that room than John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. My main thing is the president's advisors, who are so hawkish, are not in the interest of having peace. And what I want is people who are going to advocate for a permanent peace agreement and diplomacy. I'm not as concerned about the politics or gossip over the issue.
So, Ro Khanna, shall we say, underwhelmed. And that, that to me, you know, a member of Congress ought to at least be even-handed about this thing. And simply was not. I want to go to the president because this is an issue that's going to come up. The courts have stopped him. And now the president is at least talking about the idea of delaying the census. I'm not sure if he can. But his peeps are looking into it. Let's go to cut six. And again, this was the president back in the Oval Office just hours after touching down. After, what is it, about a 20-hour, 25-hour flight from North Korea to Washington, D.C., probably with a refueling stop. I mean, this is a guy that's been in transit for a full day and looks fresh as can be, was in the Oval Office. This is cut number six on delaying the census.
Yeah, we're looking at that. We think that a census, obviously, if you do all of this work, and you're talking about nobody can believe this, but they spend billions of dollars on the census, and you're not allowed to ask. You go knock on doors of houses, check houses. You go through all this detail, and you're not allowed to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen. So you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly.
Why do you think it's so important that question be asked?
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal. I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country. If you look at a coal miner that has black lung disease, you're talking about people that get treated better than the coal miner. And these people got sick working for the United States, and we're treating people that just walked in better. You look at what they're doing in California, how they're treating people. They don't treat their people as well as they treat illegal immigrants. So at what point does it stop? It's crazy what they're doing. It's crazy, and it's mean, and it's very unfair to our citizens. And we're going to stop it. But we may need an election to stop it, and we may need to get back the House.
That was the president yesterday in the Oval Office. And can I tell you something? The guy looked fantastic. No bags under his eyes. He was amazing. And this is after flying back. Any of you that have flown from Asia back to the United States, I mean, it takes you, a full day, like a full 24 hours to do it, usually with a stop in Hawaii or someplace like that. Anyway, let's get back to your phone calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, much thanks, and thank you for forgiveness. And to finish a thought, and I quote, before he got whacked, Malcolm X said, any black man in these United States that votes a demon rat is a damn fool or idiot. And I quote. And then he got whacked. But you take care, buddy.
All right. Well, just remember that back in Malcolm X's day, it was Democrats that were standing in the doorway of schools across the South. It was Democrats. You know, Eastland and some of these other people, I mean, they were Democrats. You know, the ones that Joe Biden was talking about? Those people were Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. Those members of the Senate that Joe reached out to with comedy, C-O-M-I-T-Y, those were Democrats. They weren't Republicans. They weren't reaching across the aisle. When Joe Biden was talking about that, he was talking about, you know, essentially reaching out to segregationists. Who were those segregationists? They were, you know, Herman Talmadge and James Eastland. They were Democrats. Everybody seems to forget that. And the Democrats don't even want to mention it. If you ever notice, they never mention it. Of course, they're co-conspirators in the Democrat party and the fake news. Nobody's mentioning that. That frees up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We've been talking a little bit about Ivanka Trump and whether she belonged on that trip to the G20. The G20 and to North Korea. History-making stuff, but now people are getting all over Ivanka that she didn't belong there. She's a member of the first family. And by the way, the idea of her making small talk with diplomats, what is so wrong with that? I mean, is she going to give up trade secrets? Is she going to betray our country with the president of Germany? That's one I don't quite understand. That's one that makes no sense at all. But it's not surprising. Don't get me wrong. It's not surprising. The lamestream media, the fake news media, getting it wrong again, the same way they got 2016 wrong, the same way they've gotten Russian collusion wrong. Eventually, the American people, I think the American people have already figured it out. The American people have figured out that the fake news media is the gang that can't shoot straight. I mean, I'll give you a like, for instance, Chris Cuomo. Let's go to cut one. Chris Cuomo trashed Trump last night. And this after he signed a $4.6 billion bill for humanitarian aid to our southern border. You know, we had AOC and a bunch of her colleagues went to our southern border yesterday and surveilled. And simply put, we found that conditions are what the conditions are. It's an emergency. It's a crisis. It's what we've been telling Democrats for months now. Since May 1st, remember May 1st? Was the first time I heard the president tell Congress that we've got an emergency. But Chuck and Nancy? No, this is a hoax. This is a made-up crisis. Oh, okay. I guess it is. But to me, when you listen to Chris Cuomo, let's go to cut one. This is Chris Cuomo trashing Trump after signing a bill to send $4.6 billion for humanitarian aid to our southern border. This is unbelievable.
Fences help, but they were never the fix for this. Will we see our president tour the facilities? He went to tour the fence that wasn't being built the way he said it was when he went there. Will you hear him talk about the kids and their hardships, not just humanitarian crisis? All right. He's selling fear. These faces, they don't sell fear, but they should fuel your fire. Our lawmakers are late to this game. There's a lot more they need to address to help these kids and the ones yet to come. Our president signed their bill into law today, but let's be honest. He'd rather emphasize with despots than the desperate. He sees these kids and the masses coming with them as more of a threat than Kim Jong-un and Iran, if you listen to him about how measured he is with those despots and how tough he is on these people. Know this. The money's going to help, but it's not going to help overnight. There is a lot more to be done. We must stay on this.
I think Chris Cuomo may have an idea. Maybe it would be good for the president to visit one of these detention centers and let him see firsthand. And if there is something wrong, I guarantee you he will get it fixed immediately. As a guy that has owned casinos, he understands better than anybody about customer service, and this is customer service. I doubt very much that our Border Patrol people are ordering, or ICE agents or whatever they might be, is instructing people to drink out of the toilet. I don't believe that. And it may be a translation error, I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why this would happen. But I would be willing to bet that it didn't happen. And that's what AOC and all of these lawmakers that went to the border yesterday, they're all singing from the same hymnal, if you notice. But Chris Cuomo may have a good point. Maybe it would be good for the president to go to the southern border. And instead of going to watch the wall being erected, go to one of the detention centers. And the detention centers will be what the detention centers will be. They'll either be okay, or they'll be overrun by people, or it might be that everything's fine. This is what we may be facing. It may be that everything is okay, and that lawmakers have seen 1% of the total and deemed the total bad. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your calls. See if we can squeeze in a couple more calls before the top of the hour. Michael Schaus, communications director for NPRI, will join us. You want to join us, you can. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, before you cut me off, I wish you a happy Independence Day, but I just want to know why in the world this man is ready to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Why didn't he just dig in his pocket and cough up $500 million and ask other billionaires and gazillionaires to contribute money to these children in this situation? It's so simple. It's ridiculously simple. Give them blankets, give them toothpaste, give them water, and go overboard. We have so much. I'm not a communist, Kevin. You know that. But it's so simple. Like, get off my back with the tax returns and everything. I'm coughing up $500 million for these kids. Now, who's the phonies around here? That's all he's got to do. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Well, here's the difficulty. He's already coughed up $4.6 billion. I mean, that's what the bill that he signed last night. The money's going out the door today. $4.6 billion. He doesn't have to do it out of his own personal funds. Now, that doesn't mean that Bill Gates can't send $1 billion of aid to our southern border and to those detention centers. Doesn't mean he can't do it. It just means he hasn't done it yet. And the fact that it's attached to Trump means he'll never do it. The kids be damned. Oh, sure. They care about the kids. It's always about the kids. It's always about the children. You ever notice that? Coming up, Michael Schaus, Nevada policy. Now that the 80th Nevada legislature has come and gone, what is the next step? Oh, and by the way, school teachers all across Southern Nevada and across our listening area, listen up. We've got a special message for you coming up. And by the way, I didn't even realize it. We're going back to school like on the 18th of August? Teachers are coming back, I think, the 12th or something. It's unbelievable. Summer's almost gone. It can't be. Please, don't. I'm Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!